it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Walls are closing in the David case. They really, really are, because an arrest has been made. LAPD robbery homicide just pulled David's friend out of his mother's house in Montana. Neo Langston. We talked about this guy way back. This is the friend of Neo, 23 years old, a Twitch streamer who ran in David's circle, arrested Thursday on a felony warrant for failing to appear as a witness. I think this is the one they've been talking about, except they'd labeled this person as a female early on. And he's like, who is that woman who was, no, it wasn't a woman. It was this guy. By last Friday, he was sitting in an L.A. jail on $60,000 bail. And here's what matters. The same unit that tracked Neo down in Helena, Montana. That's LAPD's robbery homicide division. It's the same unit investigating the death of 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. A case in which David has been identified as a suspect but has not been charged. So to be absolutely clear up front, David has not been arrested or charged with any crime. He's legally presumed innocent, but the investigation around him is intensifying. And since his friend didn't show up to the grand jury, they went and arrested him and pulled him in. It's pulling people closest to him to get in front of that jury, whether they want to talk or not. Yeah. There's a lot we're going to get into here, and I want to get your thoughts on this case in the comment section on YouTube or on our Hit It or on our Substack channel, hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the description. It's on the bottom of your screen right now, right there. See, there it is. If you're looking at us on YouTube, there, right there. The link is in the description. Like I said, join us over there. It's free. There's no paywall. And you can get into all of our conversations and before everybody else, because our videos over on Substack, they post a day before they go to YouTube, before every place else. So if you want to get out of the conversation first and have your opinion heard and interact with me directly here in the studio, please do join that Substack channel. All right, let's talk about who Neo Langston is, who prosecutors apparently needed and why they needed him badly enough to send cops across state lines, and what this tells us about where this case is actually headed, shall we? Neo Langston was a popular Twitch streamer under the handle, Neo the Asian. He and David share similar origins, both came up in the gaming world. David started making Fortnite montages on YouTube before pivoting to music. Oh, the talent. Neo built a following streaming. These weren't casual acquaintances. Photos show the two together, and their friendship was documented on social media. According to reporting, Neo was kicking back at his mom's cozy Montana home before police paid him a surprise visit on Thursday. His mother, Cynthia, bought that Helena property in March of 2025, roughly 6 months before Celeste's body was discovered. David's Tesla. Whether Neo was hiding out or just visiting family, the result was the same. Cop showed up and Neo left in handcuffs. Now, you may remember a little bit more about Neo here because remember when they found the body? Remember when the private investigator who went into the house, who was hired by the owner of the house, and he said he had a bunch of security footage and information about who was driving that Tesla, who was moving that Tesla. Not necessarily with the body in the Tesla. That's not on video as far as we know. But who's coming and going from that Tesla? The speculation, the very, very strong speculation. We even talked about it on the air a little bit with Jennifer Coffendeffer. It was this guy. He was the one, allegedly, that had moved that car around a bit. Now, whether he knew there was a body in the frunk of the Tesla, that's a guess. That's up for interpretation. We don't really know the answer to that. But he had something going on there. And it could have just been, hey, I'm on the road right now doing the shows. Can you move my car around so we don't get it towed or ticketed or who knows? Maybe that was the plan. And this guy screwed it up royally. And then they ended up getting into the impound lot to which they found the body. Had it just been sitting on the streets of the Hollywood Hills, maybe it'd still be there, just kind of being shuffled around from spot to spot. I don't know. Something to think about, though. The charge here is a felony. Online records show Nia was booked around 11:30 p.m. Friday and is being held on $60,000 bail. Failure to appear as a material witness in a homicide investigation is not a parking ticket. Prosecutors don't chase people to Montana for witnesses that don't matter. It's not being taken lightly. This is where things get complicated, because back in November, we learned something critical about this investigation. LAPD homicide detectives identified a second suspect in the death of Celeste Rivas, someone law enforcement says could be involved before, during, and after her death. That's not language you use for a bystander. That's language you use for someone allegedly in it from the beginning. Is this that someone? Hello? Is it Neo you're looking for? Did he move the Tesla around with the body in the frunk? What did he know about the death that we're gleaning to? Tell me what we're gonna find when we question him in the police station. And I want to tell you so much. I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. I don't know what Neo's involvement is. And it's not Neo the artist either. It's Neo. Not Neo. Neo. Just so you're aware. So you're not confusing it for the R&B artist. Neo. He's from Arkansas. Anyway, here's what's been reported about that second suspect. A central element of the investigation focuses on a trip David reportedly took to a remote area of Santa Barbara County in the middle of the night last spring. Based on conversations with sources close to the case, investigators believe Rivas's body may have been in the vehicle during this trip. Digital evidence from the Tesla appears to indicate that the second suspect may have also been present in the vehicle. So according to those sources, we're talking about a middle of the night drive, a midnight drive to the middle of nowhere with what investigators believe was a body in the car and possibly two people in that Tesla. It's amazing what cars can tell you these days. Now, add the physical evidence. Police reportedly found an unused burn cage incinerator and a chainsaw inside of David's Hollywood Hills rental. Private investigator Steve Fisher, who's been tracking this case publicly, described the burn cage as something you'd expect to find on a farm, not in a residential neighborhood in the Hollywood Hills. Fisher has suggested the unused equipment may point to a disposal plan that never got executed. That's his interpretation, not an established fact. But the question of why those items were allegedly in that house remains largely unanswered. The question everyone is asking, is Neo Langston the second suspect prosecutors have been circling? Or is he simply a witness who knows something and tried to put 1,200 miles between himself and the grand jury subpoena? I don't know. I mean, it could be really either at this time. We don't know yet. What we do know is that the LAPD wanted him in a courtroom and he wasn't there. Now he's sitting in the Metropolitan Detention Center with a felony hanging over his head. It isn't the first time we've had problems with witnesses in this case. Back on December 10th, prosecutor Beth Silverman came out into the hallway and told Evan Janess that she was going to have the judge issue a body attachment to force what they said at the time was a female witness to testify before the grand jury. That woman was a no-show. She's apparently represented by the same lawyer as David's manager. Robert Morgenthau, which is interesting because Morgenthau himself spent days on the witness stand. And what did Morgenthau have to say? According to what a TMZ reporter overheard in the courthouse hallway, Morgenthau told his lawyer that prosecutor Beth Silverman was very pushy about why he didn't call the police. I don't know, because your client has a body in his trunk. And if no one's called them yet, maybe that's on you. But again, we don't know all the context. We don't. Because I could see a world in which you're the manager, you're out on tour, you have people back home saying, hey, this happened. I don't know. I guess it depends who you have in place and who you're hearing the information from. But I could see a world in which one may have assumed the police have already been contacted. So why would I be contacting them myself? Unless it was explicitly said, nobody's called the police yet. Then you got a problem. Morgenthau said he responded by saying it wasn't his responsibility. No. His job was to make sure David's tour kept going. Okay. If he's going to abdicate of responsibility and say, it's not my responsibility to call the police, if you found the body, then it's back on you. I mean, he has knowledge. That could be a problem, legally. But again, it kind of gets the ball back into the court of whoever had that information. Just because you then verbally share that information with other people doesn't mean they are necessarily obligated to contact the police. If you are the first to have the information, maybe it does. It probably depends on the jurisdiction. But whoever is the one who knows the information that's communicating this information to the manager, I think you might be in a little bit more hot water than the manager. The teenage girl's decomposing body reportedly found in his client's car, and the manager's state of defense was that his priority was the tour schedule. It's not really a legal argument. That's a window into how people around David were apparently operating. The court can figure out the legalities of who did what when and what was appropriate and what was illegal and what was not, what was just stupidity. There's a lot of bad acts going on here. Not all of them are going to lead people to the rest of their life in prison. Some may be getting a little bit of time, though. Some may discover just how delicious the food behind bars is that didn't necessarily see themselves getting there because of the bad acts of others that they helped to prop up, if that's how the court sees it. What about David himself? He hasn't said a word publicly since Celeste's body was discovered. Not one statement, not one post. His camp has gone completely dark. The only voices we're hearing are the ones being dragged into court against their will. Let's talk about Celeste Rivas Hernandez, because she's the reason any of this matters. Celeste disappeared from the Lake Elsinore area in 2024. She was last seen April 5th of that year when she was just 13 years old, a child, eighth grade. Her former teacher gave an account to TMZ that's hard to hear. He said, when I taught her, she met this dude on social media. He was a rapper in LA. He came and got her. She ran away from home. She was gone for like a month. The cops found her in Hollywood and brought her back to our school. The teacher didn't name David specifically. He said a rapper in L.A., but given that Celeste's body was found in David's car, the implication was clear to those listening. She came back, told people the story, and then disappeared again in May of 24. That was the last time anyone heard from her until the body turned up 17 months later, allegedly. The apparent connection between Celeste and David, while not officially confirmed by investigators, was visible to anyone paying attention. Celeste had the tattoo on her right index finger, which is partially how authorities were able to identify her body. David also has the tattoo on his right index finger. TMZ went back through photos and found that David didn't appear to get that tattoo until after August of 24, after Celeste went missing. Make of that what you will. Her mother told reporters she knew her daughter had a boyfriend named David. She'd never met him. She just knew the name. You know, like you do with your 14-year-old. She's got a boyfriend out in L.A. I don't know much about him. They're just kind of doing whatever. She's 14. Yeah, I know. She's living her life. She's 14. She is a child. And apparently some, I don't know, some parents like to treat their kids like they're a little older, a little more autonomy than they should have. I don't know. I get kids run away. I get kids are difficult to manage. And I get, you know, keeping one caged is not necessarily an option for everyone or at all in most cases. You can't cage your child. But she, I don't know. Something strikes me as off with the parental relationships here. And I'm not saying anything criminal. I'm not saying, I don't know. I'm just saying that needs to be explored. That really needs to be explored. And maybe she's just the odd duck. Maybe she is the one that they can't get a hold of. And the others, other kids that are grounded and things are going good. And I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know the answer to that question. But if your kid is doing these sorts of things and running away and not wanting to come back at all, either there's a real big mental illness problem or personality disorder or substance abuse or something that is making that brain work that way, or there's something she's trying to get away from that she'd rather go be with the rapper somewhere else other than where she's at, where her home life does not appear to be the best option for her in her mind. I don't know. Again, her mother told reporters she knew her daughter had a boyfriend named David. She'd never met him. She just knew the name. Celeste DeCambeau's body was found September 8th after workers at Hollywood Tow reported a strong odor coming from a Tesla registered to the singer. Officers opened the front trunk and found the remains in a bag. Law enforcement sources told NBC News that the remains were not intact. She was found one day after what would have been her 15th birthday. The car had reportedly been parked in the Hollywood Hills for weeks. Neighbors complained about the smell. The city finally towed it, and that's how a 15-year-old girl was found, because a Tesla sat in a public street long enough for someone to notice the odor. I don't want to hang on it too long, but you know your daughter is dating some rapper named David in L.A., and she's gone for nearly a year. And you're not knocking on David's door. You're not contacting police going, hey, I think my daughter might be over here with him. She's on video. She's literally on. It wasn't like she wasn't truly there. There's plenty of missing persons cases where they're just gone. Girls showing up on TikToks for a famous person. There's thousands of people seeing her existence and her proof of life after she's missing. And you're, the parents, aren't there banging down the door trying to get your 14-year-old back. As a parent of someone close in age, what the fuck is wrong with you? Maybe I'm missing something. Again, that's where it's like, I don't know certain elements of the story, so I don't know how hard they were looking for their daughter other than filing the paperwork. I don't know the dynamics, but I do know this. I'd be part of the fucking story if I were the parent. And I don't know that the story at this point would be my daughter is dead and David is hiding somewhere and we're waiting to figure out who killed the daughter. I would probably be more like the artist is dead, the daughter is alive, and the parent is in prison for murdering whoever was holding captive my daughter. Now, I'm not saying David was holding her captive, but she's a missing child. And you are harboring her. And if I'm the parent going to find my kid, I don't know that I'm making a whole lot of discretion discretionary choices when it comes to getting her back. If someone's in my way and you happen to be in the way of said daughter, I don't know that you're coming out of it alive unless you get the fuck out of my way. I think that's how a lot of parents might feel. So excuse me while I am rather critical of the parental response in this case. Again, I could be completely wrong. There may have been a greater response than there was. But what we've been hearing about is what we've been hearing about. So please enlighten me. Enlighten me. What did you do as parents, if you were part of this, or if you know these parents? What did they do to try and find their daughter? I'd love to know the answer to that question. I'm here to stand corrected on my guesses. Because again, these are just guesses. This is my opinion based on what the information is. Maybe they really did, and we're just not hearing about yet. Maybe they really did dig. I'd love to know, because that should be part of the story. If it is, and if it's not, well, then that should be too. David was on tour when the body was discovered. His team's initial statement said he was fully cooperating with authorities. Days later, the tour was canceled. Weeks later, LAPD executed a search warrant at the Hollywood Hills home that he'd been renting. They reportedly seized electronics, personal items. The burn cage and the chainsaw were left, by the way. They were. The PI found those. Why they're there, I don't know. Why that wouldn't be evidence, I don't know. Hey guys, burn cage and a chainsaw. By the house where they found the body that might be dismembered in the trunk. Think this might have something to do with it, guys? Yeah, keep going. I don't know. Call me crazy. But you may want to have picked up those items prior to a private investigator getting to them after you've already cleared the scene. By November, sources confirmed David was officially considered a suspect. An LAPD official said that David has not been cooperating with detectives. That initial statement about full cooperation hasn't aged particularly well since either. So where does this go from here? Well, the grand jury has been hearing witnesses in the Celeste Rivas case for a while now. And that's going to matter when they vote on indictments. They will. Multiple sources tell TMZ that authorities, including prosecutor Beth Silverman, believe David was involved in the death of Rivas. There was talk in the courtroom hallway that the grand jury could hear more witnesses in February, which we're about on to. So don't expect that indictment like that. This is moving methodically. Keep in mind, coming out of Christmas and holiday break, which is now a month ago. I know, believe it or not, that's a month ago. It looked like maybe he'll be arrested pretty soon. But then they started hearing, oh, they might be doing witnesses January, February. Well, we're into February. So the countdown is on. Neil Langston is now in L.A. custody. The question is whether prosecutors want him as a cooperative witness or as something more. The felony charge gives him leverage. He can either talk or he can sit in a cell and think about whether silence is worth it. Prosecutors have shown they're willing to use body attachment orders to compel testimony. They track this guy across state lines. They're not playing around. And then there's the pattern that's impossible to ignore. David went silent the moment Celeste's body was identified. His manager testified that keeping the tour going was his priority, not calling police. A female witness went into hiding and had to be threatened with arrest. Now Neil Langston got pulled out of Montana because he apparently thought 1,200 miles was far enough to outrun a subpoena. Everyone around David Anthony Burke is either running, refusing to talk, or being dragged into a courtroom. At some point, the circle closes, and right now prosecutors are making it very small. David has not been arrested or charged with any crime. Neil Langston is charged with failure to appear as a witness, not with any crime related to Celeste's death as of now. All individuals discussed are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. We'll keep reporting on the investigation as it develops. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube or in our Substack. The link is in the description. It's on the bottom of your screen right now, right there. See it? Hiddenkillers.substack.com. It's there. Check it out. And you can interact with us directly here in the studio through our Substack. Everything is free right now. There's no paywall. And you get our videos a day before they drop on YouTube. So you get everything in advance. And you can binge. And there's no ads either. It's like a win-win-win. Win-win-win-win. Or something like that. Check it out. Substack. Link is in the description. And if you have a moment, if you're finding this reporting valuable, or you want to leave your thoughts on the case on Apple Podcasts, do it in the review section. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to get your thoughts on the case. And some stars. If you like the program, hey, please do show us some love there. We do appreciate that. Signals to others you're finding our reporting valuable, and then it feeds it out to others. So it's a free way to support the program. We do greatly appreciate that review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.